This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into any one of those, and we will join you there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. In that studio, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your calls and your thoughts, and at some point, I really want to tell you about this lady in Dallas who's heroically reopened her hair salon.
Poor Ian.
But that's not the way Saturday nights work.
Not always. Not always.
Free Talk Live, and people are free to call in and talk about what they want.
It's like that any night on Free Talk Live, Mark. We do it 7 nights a week, but Saturdays are definitely our biggest nights. We have the most radio listeners on board. That means we have the most participation, and we love hearing from you, actually. That's the reason I come in here. I can talk to you guys anytime. I don't talk to Derek as much because he doesn't live here anymore in Keene. But still, it's nice to see you. Thanks for coming out
nice
here
to see
tonight,
you too,
Derek J. Because we missed you last month. There was a scheduling mishap, and it didn't end up working out. So better to have you back sooner rather than later. Let's go back to the phones, to the fun. We got Ed. He's in Alamogordo, New Mexico, listening to KENN. Go ahead, Ed.
KENN, I think it is. Okay,
sorry about that.
I just wanted to make a comment on
KENN.
Said a minute ago about the banks, and you were asking that guy about which banks, you know, is the ones doing all the dirty work. It's not the national banks, it's the central banks. The central banks are the ones.
They're the worst. They're the worst. The central banks
are the
worst.
They're the ones setting up the whole situation.
Sure.
And then the deep state isn't Republican or Democrat or anything. It's an international thing. It's right along with the central banks. They're all vying for power, you know. They're the big ones. But anyway,
everybody's got their own definition of this mythological deep state. There's no doubt that the central banks are a huge cause of the power of the state, right? Because the state has the ability to print money.
The money, exactly.
Yeah, they can just debase the existing value that everybody might have saved in whatever, you know, state currency.
And kind of steal it, let's see, with devaluation.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's a better word for it. Stealing is a better word than devaluing because they literally are stealing.
That's what's going to end up happening to the digital monies. The government ain't going to let this Bitcoin and all these digital monies go on without controlling it.
Well, they can't. That's the good news about
right now,
Bitcoin. The good news is that the government can't control Bitcoin. They can't stop it.
Gets shut down, if the computers go bust, or they say, sorry, we got a new way of running things now.
Well, if they turn off the internet,
how do you know they haven't already gotten to the developers?
Okay, well, they can't stop all cryptocurrencies. How about that?
Okay.
I'll say that. Ultimately, Ed, the idea of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is decentralization, so it is counter to the centralized central banks. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but it just doesn't seem like it might be secure at the moment. Eventually, it will be a digital money that's going to rule everything for a little while, but
Well, you're seeing central banks move towards.
The government says, too bad, we're not going to recognize this no more.
Well, they don't recognize it now. The government does not consider, well, depending on which government you ask, I mean, there's different opinions within different government agencies and such, but I think this, last I understood, the IRS considers it to be property, not money, whereas FinCEN thinks it's money, so, like, different government agencies have different opinions about this. But regardless, they have no ability to control it, and they would love to. One thing they can do, however, is they can outlaw.
Go back to the printing of paper money when they first used mostly gold and silver. You know, they could print a little bit of money and there was nothing wrong with that. But when they turned the whole central bank over to printing money, then they put it through a big change. You know, all of a sudden, you know, people got wealth stolen during them years.
Well, they're still stealing people's wealth by printing money. Thank you for the call, Ed. I appreciate hearing from you. That's the whole process, is printing money allows them to take value or steal it, Mark, although you said you would quibble with that.
Well, I will quibble with the term. If you have been warned, right, and I'm warning you right now, that keeping your money in Federal Reserve notes and then they inflate the number of Federal Reserve notes, thus potentially deflating the value of each one of those individual notes.
That's
so
right.
If you have $100,000 in the bank just sitting there, and then they print a whole bunch of money like they just did recently, the Federal Reserve just printed $4 trillion, and then the United States government introduced another $2 trillion. So you have $6 trillion right there, boom, into the monetary system. Presumably, the value of your $100,000 is going to go down and relatively quickly. If you have seen this happen, if you know that this happens historically, if you know and you continue to keep your money in their system,
then you're consenting to
then
it.
Then you've consented.
Yeah.
Right? At that
I
point,
that.
That's it. You don't have to do that, but if you choose to do that, you're playing the game, and sometimes when you play the game, you're going to lose.
I'd say that's a fair quibble. If you know that that system exists and how it works, then it can't be stealing because you know you're participating
right.
in it. However, I would say the supermajority of people have no idea how the system works.
A lot of people think the dollars are backed by gold.
Do they still think that?
Fort Knox and stuff, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean...
Just look that up.
That was a good
are
one.
My what are my dollars backed by? And you will hear a bunch of rambling nonsense between the power and the strength of the United States military, the faith of the U.S. people, you know, oil, petrodollars. You'll hear a bunch of things. Oil that we don't own, by the way. You know, Saudi Arabia's oil is what backs. What? None of this is true. You can't turn your dollar in and get anything for it. Thus, it is backed by nothing.
Let's continue. JJ is in Dalton, Georgia, listening to WGOW in Tennessee. Go ahead, JJ.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention some things about the deep state.
Okay, let's hear it.
First of all, it's part of the establishment. The establishment entails all of the civil service workers. It's 67,000, I think it is. It's excluding the military that working for the government. But the thing about it is, especially the Department of Justice, and usually that's what's known as the deep state to some people, but if you look at the political affiliation of those people, how could it be 96%? Now that tells you that they're scrutinized.
96% of what?
Hired. Democrat. They're Democrat with an allegiance to, first of all, the party, then themselves, and then maybe the country. And not even the country.
Let me back up the gentleman's statement. Let me defend the gentleman's statement. If you look up the voting preference of almost every single state in the union, and then you look at correspond that with the capital. So you look at the counties and what people vote and which way, and then you look at the capital of each one of those states. You will often find, not exclusively, but very often find, that the county in which the capital sits is the county that people tend to vote Democrat most often.
Okay, but are you saying, JJ, that the deep state is 96% Democrat?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
See, that's exactly what I told you before. It's the people who I don't like are in the deep state, and the people who I do like. So are you saying, sir, that if, let's say, the Democrats disappeared tomorrow, that all of a sudden the state would be good, and the state would be helpful, and the state would be wondrous?
One thing is for sure, you could certainly say that the swamp has been drained.
What a load of crap.
Well, let me counter now, sir, if I may. There was a time in our lives here in the recent past that the White House, the U.S. House, and the Senate were all Republican. And at that point, I think it was Tom DeLay. Ian, you might have to help me out
remember.
Here. One of these scum-sucking people, they were asked, hey, what about that small government stuff that y'all keep talking about? Remember, the government was too big under Clinton, and it was bigger at this time than it was under Clinton. And this gentleman, who was, I think he's the Speaker of the House. I don't know which one he was. He was one of them. I really
was the Speaker of the House, whoever it was.
He said, we have cut.
Listen if you're talking.
This is really important. He said, we have cut government to the bone. Now, this guy, the government was at this point 60% larger than it was under Bill Clinton when Rush Limbaugh was big government. government, right? Wah, wah, wah. And then when it was all Republicans in there, they could have done anything they want. They could have gotten rid of all the government programs they wanted to get. They grew it by 60% and then said that they cut it to the bone.
It's a load of crap. Thanks, JJ. They're not going to help you. They don't care about you. Not even your precious Republicans. Again, there's no state that's good. It doesn't matter who's in charge because they use violence and the threat of violence to get their way against peaceful people. And that is the idea that needs to end. Not the deep state, but the entire concept of the state. We got more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. So I get the Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
And the Lick-O-Chops within a 4-week total. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. And she loves it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Dallas salon owner. And it's not just her. It's also a guy in Alabama who runs a barbershop. These folks are going back to business without asking for permission. And we'll tell you what happened to her yesterday morning at her shop in Dallas when she did open the doors. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight you've got Ian with you.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Stephen. He's on the line. Stephen Zeiler is with us. He is the other founder of AnyPay. Welcome, Stephen.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, good.
The deep state isn't restricted to just hidden activity within government or people who are unelected. They depend mostly on their collaborators in the media, including social media, to not only spread disinformation, but to eliminate all traces of information that goes counter to their propaganda. You see that today on Twitter, which is ostensibly the world's public forum for everyone to speak their mind. And on YouTube, ostensibly.
Yeah.
And on YouTube, where all positions that go against the official communist-funded WHO will be deleted forever.
Yep. And that's true on Twitter as well, where they've been going in and taking down posts. Even the president of Brazil had his posts on Twitter taken down because he was advocating that people go back to work, that the economy, you know, get back going. He's been a critic of the whole coronavirus thing, and because he was critical, they took down his posts on Twitter.
That's right. And Mark and Ian, the listeners of your show know the revolutionary capability of Bitcoin technology because these authoritarians can't alter or change the Bitcoin technology.
Nope.
It is a property of physics. And now the great news is we have tools. Bitcoin gives us a machine for creating truth that Twitter and YouTube and their overlords cannot deny. I urge you to have fun and earn money by posting on social media instead of giving your time and energy to these authoritarian pricks. Put your thoughts and your energy into the Bitcoin technology with Twetch. That's T-W-E-T-H dot app.
T-W-E-T-C-H? Isn't it C-H?
T-W-E-T-C-H.
Okay.
Twetch.app.
I've used
a silly name.
I've used it. I think it's pretty cool.
It's awesome. Your posts in Twetch are not deletable. No one can remove them.
Right.
They are permanently stored for all of humanity to remember forever. And no CEO of YouTube can be bribed by a bunch of bureaucrats and politicians to remove your voice.
I also want to promote other decentralized solutions like Library, LBRY.com. That's a great solution for full-on video uploads that also cannot be censored by some centralized government or corporation.
I've got a question, guys. I mean, you guys are my tech people, and I always listen to what you have to say, but why is it that, you know, when somebody comes out with an idea like Twitter, Twitter's a great idea, it must be, everybody, so many people use it. Somebody comes out with an idea like Twitch or something like that, and for whatever reason, it's a better product, and it solves the problem, but usually these things don't seem to catch, they just don't catch on. I mean, there was Mastodon
before.
No, that's
not true.
Go ahead.
That's not true. So the truth of the matter is that people are actually making money by posting on Twitch because it's tightly integrated with Bitcoin, and it actually is catching on. It's very new, and people are using it. And every time you use Twitch, you can use, if you like Twitter, you can use Twitch. It will auto-post to Twitter. Now, Twitter's probably going to delete your post in a couple of years, so you can't be remembered. Well, that's going to stay in Twitch forever. And it's a big middle finger to people who love censorship and authoritarianism. Now, these other decentralized alternatives like Mastodon, those servers can be taken down.
That's right.
With Twitch, it is built into the Bitcoin system. No one can stop it. And if you stop 99.99% of the whole system, it just takes one person to prove that you had a voice and that you will be heard forever.
Right, and just for listeners that aren't familiar, what you're talking about with Bitcoin is it's decentralized. I mentioned this earlier. There are thousands of people out there across the internet running what are called full nodes that have a backup of the entire Bitcoin data, all the block, what they call the blockchain. It's the every transaction, everything that's been stored in that particular blockchain, which is one of the revolutionary technologies behind Bitcoin, without getting too deep into the tech side of it. But because that blockchain exists, it's essentially a public ledger that exists in thousands of places. That's what you were saying there, Stephen. If 99% of them get taken down, which of course is almost an impossibility, the idea that governments would be able to have some sort of coordinated cross-global takedown of all these nodes is almost an impossibility. But just having 1% of them left means that all that data is still there, that it's all still accessible, and it can all be copied again to other data points. So it is essentially unstoppable, isn't that right?
That's completely right. Twitter can delete your posts. I guarantee you not right now that Twitter is hiding your information from your friends and followers, and they are deleting your likes. This happens all the time. It's standard policy. With Twitch.app, this can never happen. The entire system is open to the public to analyze at any time.
Imagine actually getting paid for likes.
Finally.
Right,
because I get paid for likes every day.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I made a one sentence post like a month ago. 2 days ago, I got 10 cents from a guy who liked it. A couple people right. who liked it.
That's cents more than all of the likes combined that anyone's ever received on Facebook.
Free
or
Talk
wherever.
Live at one point had 1 week 19 million post views on our fan page or whatever the heck it was called.
It's on Facebook.
And you know that week, I could buy a cup of coffee for $2.50 at Starbucks, the same as I could with the week before. I mean, like, there
did nothing.
You get
for you, yeah.
nothing. Yeah. Absolutely nothing. You are an unpaid content generator. You are the yeah. guy in the mm-hmm. boat pulling the oar, and nobody's even standing over you with a lash going row. You're just rowing.
Well, the amazing thing here is when you get paid with Twitch, it's not Twitch that's collecting your money, and then they take a cut of it, and then they send it on to you. The people who like your posts are sending the money directly to your wallet instantly.
Really? I thought Twitch was taking a little piece. They're not taking a small...
They're not. It's completely... The payment goes directly from the person liking or commenting to your wallet.
Huh.
And Twitch doesn't touch the money that you receive.
That's pretty cool. Hey, Stephen, anything else you want to share tonight?
Be free.
You've always got something cool going on, man. I love hearing from you. Thanks for the call. You sounded great there on Discord. On our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, you can hop in there and chat with people. Like Derek J's in right now in the on-air chat as we speak.
I just signed up for Twitch.
There you go. I'll have to log back in there. It's been a little while since I've been on it. 855, 450, free like freedom. The only thing is it hasn't integrated, at least not that I know of, with other like automated posting systems, and I'd like it to do that. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a number of hospitalizations in his state has fallen to the lowest level in 21 days. The governor also announced a new way he'll begin testing.
We're going to authorize all the independent pharmacists in the state to be collection sites for testing. I assume, and my guess, and my educated guess, is that independent pharmacists will take us up on this.
New York has started testing healthcare workers for coronavirus antibodies and will do the same next week with transitive law enforcement workers, doctors, nurses, and other employees at four New York City hospitals that have handled high volumes of coronavirus patients and will be the first tested. Georgia is now one of the states that's beginning to reopen businesses. Oklahoma and Alaska are also starting to ease their restrictions. This is USA Radio News. A federal court in California is now ordering the release of migrant children. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
A federal judge said in a ruling that the Trump administration must make every effort to promptly and safely release children. Los Angeles-based U.S. District Judge Dolly G said the administration was again violating a long-standing agreement that generally compels the government to release migrant children detained at the border within 20 days. Plaintiffs represented by the Center for Human Rights and Constitutional Law alleged the coronavirus crisis has caused further delays in the mandated release of migrant children who could face increased risks of exposure in government-funded detention. Attorney Peter Shea said by email, this court order could very well prevent hundreds of children from becoming seriously ill with COVID-19 infections and even save some children's lives. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Back to your phone calls and thoughts, but I do want to let you know about ForkFest 2020. Far as we know, it's still on.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's still going to happen. June 29th until July 5th. There has not been a crackdown on campgrounds yet here in New Hampshire, and hopefully it won't happen. So far, Rogers Campground appears to be business as usual. They're preparing, I presume, to open up for the summer very, very soon. Normally, I think they start doing their opening things in this month, Mark. I think you might be more familiar with that. It's usually like April when they kind of get the ball rolling and slowly reopening the campground.
Yeah, they show up in April, but really things begin to kick off in Memorial Day in May.
Yeah, but now's the time to get your reservations in. Show Rogers Campground that you are going to be attending ForkFest. Don't wait. Lock in your campsite now. Lock in your RV site, your motel room. They've got all three of those options there at Rogers Campground. ForkFest is a decentralized libertarian camping festival, and that is where we're all going to be. I mean, you're going to be there this year, right?
Yes.
Okay. And AnyPay. And you guys are going to redo the dome? What's your plan? Do you guys have anything
cooked
up?
Yes. Yes, all that.
Okay, good. Okay, the dome was an amazing part of last year's ForkFest, and I'm glad to hear that it's going to come back. And I bet you'll be able to build it faster this time.
Yeah, we'll have practice.
We had some hard-learned lessons last time.
Yeah, we also have already scheduled a building out in the park, so we'll have, like, practice the week before.
Awesome. So yeah. Check out ForkFest.party. It's going to be June 29th until July 5th. What is it? Well, again, it's decentralized, meaning that there's no one who's in charge of this event. There's no board of directors who can say, we're canceling ForkFest. It just, there's nobody who's in charge,
if
right?
You show up, it's happening.
If you're allowed to be in the campground, it's going to happen. And so that's really the only question is whether or not the campground will be open. And so far, we have no reason to believe that they're going to be closed. So this thing's moving forward. ForkFest.party. Get on over there. You can learn more. It's an unofficial website, but it's got some basic information, a link to the ForkFest chat room on Telegram, and more. We go to your calls and your thoughts. Let's talk to Jeff. He's in Port Orange, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, hi. Thanks very much for taking my call.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I don't remember any time in history that you could go to, like, one state but not another state. You know, you could drive anywhere you want, go to the state. And I hear that when you get off the airplane or the boat in Hawaii now, you have to have a place to stay, some mandated place to stay. And you have to self-quarantine for 14 days. So basically, you have to place yourself under house arrest.
Right.
And I've just never heard of this anywhere else. I mean, the 50 states under the Constitution. And when the government collects taxes and redistributes them, some of my tax goes to Hawaii. And now they're telling me, basically, I can't go there. Or if
well,
I do.
I'll go you one better, as a matter of fact. In the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, where I'm a resident, and this is a part of the United States, they have hotels set aside where they take people off the plane and put them into quarantine for 14 days.
Hmm. This is not self-quarantine. This is actual.
Right.
You're being monitored. There are guards.
Right. There are guards, and they have you have an hour a day out in the yard.
Yard time.
And they call it yard time.
Yeah, that's prison.
I mean, I don't even know what to say about this. It doesn't even make any sense.
There's contraband, too, from what I'm told. You can't have alcohol in your cell.
What?
Yeah, that's what... that's
in America,
what,
they get to quarantine with liquor, and the rest of us don't here
in the Marianas.
In the Marianas?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep, and one of our co-hosts, former co-hosts, is actually going to be rejoining the show on Friday, the Marianas edition of Free Talk Live, and he's going to be talking all about it, because he just got out of this FEMA camp. Literally, it's paid for by FEMA, this resort that you're talking about. They're running and paying for this thing, or at the very least paying for it. And
they'll do it as long as they get government money for it. So
they sure will.
Believe it's your tax dollars that are causing this.
He says all the food is cold, too. So, like, the eggs, the bacon, the stuff that they're putting on the breakfast tray in the morning.
This is a resort.
It's
It should be delicious.
Well, anyway.
I've just never heard of that before where you couldn't... go to any state.
Yeah, it's unprecedented in our history. What's happening now is horrible.
Well, no matter what, when they lift this lockdown, wherever you are in the United States, you will have fewer freedoms.
Yeah.
When it's lifted than you did before it was put in place.
We're going to be living
they're not all coming back.
No.
You know, they didn't all come back after 9/11. They didn't all, you know, I mean, there's plenty of instances where you can look at this. Prohibition is another good
example. It's getting worse, and it's not going to get better, that's for sure.
Right, just done. And just one other quick thought.
Yep.
They call them the four horsewomen of the apocalypse, you know, Pelosi, Feinstein, Boxer, and Hillary. Have you heard that before?
No, I haven't.
That's cute.
It's funny.
Oh, okay. All right, well, anyhow, those four people are immensely powerful, immensely wealthy, and they all live in mansions and gated communities. And believe me, they must have staff like you can't believe. And if to think that these women get up in the morning and they don't have somebody closer than 6 feet, doing their hair, doing their makeup,
mm-hmm.
putting their clothes on, cooking their breakfast, staff, you know, drivers, chauffeurs, house people. So in other words, I can't go out right now and get a haircut. But these people have all these staff members that are, like, swarming around them, and that's okay?
I can't believe the level of sexism I'm hearing.
Thanks for the call.
Once you have nothing to say about an argument, that's where you go, right?
I appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you, man, for the call tonight. You know, since he brought it up, we were going to be talking about the salon owner in Texas that's reopening despite the prohibitions. Last night on the after show that we did, Freer Talk Live, we mentioned the two women in Laredo, Texas, who were busted in undercover sting operations. operations for being willing to, like, do somebody's nails or their eyelashes or whatever. They literally were doing sting operations. But here's a fun headline for you from nationandstate.com. Texas mayor caught defying her own stay-at-home order at a local nail salon. When a photo of Beaumont, Texas Mayor Becky Ames at a local nail salon surfaced, all hell broke loose. That's because Beaumont has been on lockdown for almost a month. So you're not allowed to go and get your nails done. You're not allowed to go and get your hair trimmed. But the mayor, well, she's essential, and it's essential that she have her nails taken care of during this whole lockdown.
Well, what else?
Yeah, there's two sets
I'm
of
shocked.
Rules. Yeah, two sets of rules. One set for them, and the rest. One set for the rest of us.
If before this event happened, if anyone were asked, you know, do you think that a mayor would make a stay-at-home order and then defy it? I'm pretty sure everyone would agree that that would happen.
Right, that would happen. Yeah.
Yeah, this is not surprise shock.
The probable, almost certain future of a mayor making a stay-at-home order is that they and them don't have to abide by it. And of course they don't.
No.
That's what the state's always been. The 9,000 years the government's been in place. That's what it's about. We who are in charge will have it better than you. I mean, look at the Soviet Union, where it was supposed to be the workers' paradise. Of course, the politicians all had cars.
Let's go to Rob.
You and Mark and the previous caller were both saying that it's going to get worse after this event. But mm-hmm. I want to challenge that idea.
Really?
Okay.
And say that for the individual, your freedom could increase, not because of what's going on in the world, but because of what actions you take during this quarantine, because of this scenario. If you analyze your own personal freedom and then take steps to increase that personal freedom, you could end up better coming out of this than you were before going in.
I would love to hear more about how that could happen. So if we can, let's come back to it. But I do have Robert here in Myrtle Beach. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I have a question regarding digital assets.
Yeah.
I know some information came out today. I do the YouTube stuff, content creator.
Okay.
And this fact is actually going to do, the company is actually going to do tokenized real estate and tokenized stocks where you buy fractional. So you can use it to buy a digital asset to buy a fourth of Amazon stock or, you know, a fraction of a building, a sports stadium. Now,
Cool. You
think that is going to actually could keep America or the world afloat in the next few months, you know, if that is publicized? You know, I know digital assets, I mean, it seems like, you know, the rich people are looking for somewhere to put their money at now since, you know, gold and everything else is down. So it's like, you know, we may see that with companies like BlackRock and so forth. But what do you guys think about that?
Well, I can tell you that Bitcoin.com CEO Roger Ver thinks it's a good idea. He's created this thing called SLP tokens with his Bitcoin Cash on his Bitcoin Cash platform.
I don't think he created that.
Well, okay. His team?
I don't even know if it was his people. I think it was just Bitcoin Cash. Those people did it. He doesn't own Bitcoin Cash.
Well, they're all related.
He's a promoter of it, though.
Okay.
Thank you, Robert. It sounds like a cool idea to help people own stocks without actually having to be on the records for it. More coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you want to jump in now. You can do that. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Get on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into those there. And also enjoy the other features on our website, which include an email list for those of you that would like to know the latest about what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can find out first if you are a subscriber on that email list, and you can join it by going to freetalklive.com. You'll find the email sign-up box conveniently placed on pretty much every page of the site if you look in the right places. It's there for you. Get signed up, and we'll send you an email usually on a once-a-week basis. Keep you in the loop with Free Talk Live. With you tonight, here it's Ian,
Derek J.,
and Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll start with Dave in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, listening to WEEO-FM. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, a lot of days tonight, guys, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
So my primary objection in this whole affair is that we have essentially been reduced to being vectors for a disease and completely dehumanized in the process.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now I'm like Hector the Vector, you know? So anybody with half a brain probably understands that an N95 and gloves is really no protection against catching a virus. I'm recommending here in Pennsylvania, our esteemed Governor Wolf has mandated gloves and masks.
Oh, God.
So in order to prevent touching my face and things like that. I'm using a plain brown paper bag with two slits in it, and I highly recommend it.
Can't over your head?
Well, this is one thing that I think is positive about this whole mask thing is that suddenly now the surveillance state, the, you know, the closed circuit television cameras that are millions of them around the world where the state monitors our actions and has facial recognition software and is putting together a database of our movements and don't think this isn't happening. Suddenly it's been thrown back, you know, quite some ways. And if masks catch on here, well, I think it might be, that part might be a good thing. If you want to choose to wear a mask, I believe that's up to you.
Well, not in Pennsylvania, Mark. It's a mandate. Right.
Well, I'm against that.
It's just my way of objecting to the whole thing. And
sure.
I checked with a legal firm as well, and you know what? They can't do a damn thing about it. So I'll wear my paper bag, and I highly recommend it.
I love it. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else, Dave, you want to get out there?
That's everything, guys. Have
appreciate
a good
it, man.
One.
Thanks, dude. Kenneth is also in Chambersburg listening to WEEO. Kenneth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. My question is, Federal Reserve, they're part of the United States government.
Yeah, sort of.
Not really, but kind of. I mean, it's supposed to be a separate entity, but yet I believe the president appoints at least one member of their board, don't they?
I think it's best to describe them as quasi-governmental.
The president appoints the chairman.
Yeah.
That's the end of it.
Yeah.
It's a private bank.
I don't think I would like it any more if it were run by the government completely, though, because the idea of a central bank is inherently abusing people by printing money, and it doesn't matter whether it's privately run or run by the government, does it?
Well, most people think that it's part of the government.
I think that's the first thing to do is start to educate them on that truth. But the government printed money in the past, too, and it's not like it did a good job. Lincoln's greenbacks weren't that awesome. So
they're going to steal whether whoever's in charge of that. You know, they're going to debase the currency, whoever's in charge, because that's the benefit of running a central bank.
Right. I mean, if you and I opened up a central bank tomorrow and we began making our own currency, it likely wouldn't be too long before one of us was inculcated with the notion. And you know what we could do?
Probably
we could just make as much money as we want. We would rule the world. You know why I know this is because that's what happens every single time.
Yeah, that's true.
And then at some point or another, somebody makes a little too much money and then boop, boop, hyperinflation and the whole thing goes down the tubes. What do you think America's going to be like when the Federal Reserve finally loses control?
Oh, boy. Well, let me put it this way. The last politician that tried to shut them down was shot.
Well, that much is true. They certainly like to protect their situation, but at some point or another, we can't keep all these balls in the air, and it will come tumbling down. And I say, think about a sorority house where it's the really rich people, their daughters there, and they're drunk and having a party, and then suddenly, you know, the rest of us are in here like, hey, ladies, we're trying to sleep. Yeah, they're not going to pay attention to you. They're going to continue to go on and do what they do, and the consequences of their actions will finally, at some day or another, come get them. But
Well, they won't pay any consequences personally. It just means their system will end, and they themselves will be plenty wealthy. Because what they're doing at the end of hyperinflation, when hyperinflation happens, right, is they're just pumping as much wealth into the hands of their buddies as they possibly can and taking it out of the pockets of the poor and the middle class.
My original analogy, and I admittedly lost it a little bit there, was what's going to happen in the United States. And what I mean is
disappears.
Not the people at the top, because the people at the top, you're right, are going to do very well. But the rest of y'all, the 99% that have enjoyed the status, whether they knew it or not, of the world reserve currency, are not prepared for life, real life.
Well, the best thing you can do to prepare is to get your value out of the dollar and, in my opinion, put it into other things, now, whether that be cryptocurrency or precious metals or real estate or all of the above or whatever you think. As long as it's not in the dollar, you're going to probably be doing better in a hyperinflation situation. All right, Kenneth, thanks for the call tonight. So I promised it. I want to make sure I get the details out here. This is KHOU out of Houston reporting in Dallas, where a hair salon owner was issued with a citation after reopening her business yesterday morning. morning, violating local and state executive orders to stay at home. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins also sent a cease and desist letter telling Shelley Luther that she had to close Salon a la Mode.
Oh, no.
Salon a la Mode is again reopened as of yesterday. Before the doors opened, a crowd of people were outside to support her. She says she plans to remain open despite the citation and being ordered to close. She had hired security guards stationed at both her doors to manage incoming and outgoing guests. Each person was required to wear a face mask. The owner carried a thermometer and took temperatures of her customers. Less than an hour after the salon opened, Dallas police arrived. An officer said authorities had received multiple calls complaining about this gathering.
Did we check their temperature on the way in?
Officers told the crowd to practice social distancing, and they spoke with Luther. Dallas police officers...
Now, she doesn't have any control over the crowd at the door.
No, she doesn't.
Now, the idea that somehow, you know... Yeah, that's not fair.
The fine could be anywhere between $50 and $2,000. I believe I heard that they decided on $1,000, but I didn't see it. I got one of the sheets of paper that they sent to her, but it didn't have an amount on it. It will be up to the judge, okay, to determine the fine. Luther told her supporters she doesn't plan to pay the fines.
Wow.
We ain't going to pay no fines.
She said she'll ask her attorney, who she did not name, to handle the citation. In the afternoon, she was delivered the cease and desist letter from the Dallas County judge ordering her to shut down, which means she's going to be in contempt of court if she does not shut down the business.
This poor woman.
So they're coming at her full on.
Well, they have to in order to protect the power of the state.
Well, and they can't just let somebody open their business. Otherwise, somebody else is going to be like, well, crap, I'm open my business, too. I should do this, too. The state remains under an executive order that closes all so-called non-essential businesses. The governor has loosened some restrictions, allowing retail to go to begin Friday, which means you cannot go into the businesses that he's allowing to reopen. They have to come out to you and deliver things to you. You can't go shopping anymore, basically, because freedom. Before reopening, Luther told WFAA that she's, quote, prepared to take on whatever it is that comes with reopening. The single mother says she's lost all three of her jobs, musician, makeup artist, and stylist, because of the coronavirus closures. She said she chose to pay her lease on her business instead of her mortgage this month.
Wow.
She said earlier this week, quote, I don't want to cause any problems, but when you're out of money, someone has to stand up and say they're not helping us by not letting us work. It's possible Luther could face even more than the city citation for reopening. The Texas Department of Bureaucrats, Licensing and Regulations said, quote, there could be administrative sanctions or penalties issued. The enforcement of local and state executive orders is left up to local law enforcement, and Luther told WFAA this week, quote, it won't matter if I have a license, because one of the things on the threats that she received from the state...
Take your license away. Right. Suddenly you're unqualified to do nails and hair because you have not listened to the state. And this is one of the problems with licensing, ladies and gentlemen, is that a driver's license doesn't make you a better driver. It just gives the government the ability to say you're not allowed to do it anymore. If you had a right, you wouldn't need a license to do it.
So she said, quote, it won't matter if I have a license because I won't have a business. So she's willing to go up against the state. Kudos to her. This lady's a hero, and it's awesome.
And the government's making people desperate.
Yeah, and you know what? I hope more people follow her example, because that's what it's going to take. Begging politicians isn't going to get it done. Check out Derek J. at AnyPayINC.com. Grab the AnyPay cash register app, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.